This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. When the COVID emergency began in March of 2020, local governments had to quickly adapt. Public meetings across the Northeast migrated to Zoom as states made emergency allowances to open meetings laws. Now that public life is reopening, should some of those changes be allowed to remain in place? The chair of the 39-member Albany County Legislature says yes. Democrat Andrew Joyce and his colleagues wrote to state lawmakers, asking them to consider tweaks to the open meetings law, saying participation actually increased during the pandemic. And Joyce joins us now. What changes specifically are you seeking?
Well, what we're asking for is cooperation and a new focus from our partners in state government to amend the open meetings law to allow for us to have the option to have remote meetings where possible. Typically, even pre-pandemic, we had an understanding and we knew traditionally what meetings are more popular than others, what meetings draw most public interest, and what meetings we're going to have the most participation in. So we thought one of the good aspects of the pandemic, or one of the things that we learned, was that this remote option made it easier for individuals to participate in our process, and also made it easier for members to participate in our process as well. And we need to be mindful of, and one of the things that we're remembering is how big Albany County is. And there are oftentimes instances where we have one item on our agenda or two, and you have someone from one of the corners of the county to come in to a committee meeting to be in person, who's spending about an hour and a half on the road. So the environment is another consideration going forward, and something that we're thinking about, and we're always thinking about through legislation. We talk about increasing participation where possible, where we didn't have it before, and also making choices and creating policy and doing things that are helpful for our environment.
What would you say to the notion that, you know, while some people may be able to take part in a Zoom meeting, if there's no physical meeting to go to and someone doesn't have, you know, broadband or a high-speed internet available to them, they would still be disenfranchised if remote meetings are to continue?
Well, that's part of our thought process going forward, is how do we be more inclusive, and how do we, you know, if that's a problem that we need to address separately, whether it be broadband access, you know, on a larger scale in Albany County, that could be a separate conversation that comes out of this discussion that we're having. And this ask that has come out of the Albany County Legislature has come out of a discussion of a task force that I formed on not only returning to chambers in person and returning to doing our legislative work as we had prior to the pandemic, and potentially adopting some of the best practices that we adopted during the pandemic, but also reforming our rules and kind of bringing our processes into the present day. These discussions are ongoing, and we're going to have a report that'll come out of the work being done by this task force. And if access is an issue, whether it be in person or remote, maybe that's something we talk about in the budget or talk about separately, is more wide-scale broadband access and access for individuals who can't get on a Zoom meeting because they just don't have the internet access or way otherwise. Either way, whether we are in person or remote, we just need to be very careful in terms of the access that we create there. And I'm very mindful and a strong proponent of being in person. When I was elected in 2015, and we have individuals that have been on the body for a long time, I think part of the responsibility and part of the expectation is we show up and we're in person and we're there. And if one of our constituents or a member of the public wants to speak to us or address us, it's nothing more American than showing up to a public meeting and using your time to address the people that you elected and talk about an issue. We need to make room for both now, because what we saw during the pandemic was an undeniable, unprecedented increase in participation. And if we can make that participation even better by widening and making broadband access more available for everyone, that's great. But it's an undeniable, unmistakable lesson that we learned, and we just need to start the conversation now.
So ideally, how do you envision this working? Would the full meetings of the legislature be in person, as you say, and then certain committees would move more towards Zoom? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the discussion that we're having now. That's a bit of the consensus that we've reached amongst both Democratic and Republican leadership, is that I think the bare minimum expectation is our full legislative meetings, our monthly meetings, are in person. You know, barring any new pandemic or any new threat or any new executive order that comes down that makes it unsafe for us to meet, I think that's a bare minimum expectation. That's something that we're talking about, is in-person, full legislative meetings. And, you know, like I had mentioned before, we know traditionally year to year what public hearings, what public forums will draw the most interest. So if we know for the past 2 years that no one from the public has shown up to this particular public hearing, where possible, we could go remote. And when we go remote, that I will tell you that that will mean more members are there, and that will make it easier for the public to show up. So in the event that we decide to go remote for one of those public hearings that we traditionally don't have much participation in, if we go remote, we could have more. And then the question is committee meetings. And that's kind of that's something that we need to kind of work out as we kind of talk about the process and work through it. But we traditionally, I will tell you, not much public input or interest in our legislative committee meetings, but we had it when we went remote because people could just join from their desks. So it's a delicate balance. We need to do it carefully and methodically. But again, I think the bare minimum, the expectation is that we are showing up in person monthly for our legislative meetings. And we have that option to go remote for certain public hearings, public forums, and committee meetings. And additionally, one of the discussions that we're talking about is, even when we are in person, giving the public the option to join remotely if they can't show up in person.
So I hear what you're saying about, you know, the time from the hill towns and the environmental cost. What would you say if someone's listening to this and they say, you know, look, I voted for my county legislator. They volunteered to run for the job. They're being compensated to hold that position. And my expectation was, when I voted for them, that they would go to these meetings in person. And that's what I want out of my representative.
That's a great point. And I would tend to agree with them. But this pandemic and this crisis that we experienced over the past year has changed everything. That's undeniable. I think most folks would agree that it's changed the way we work. It's changed the way we view work. It's changed the way we do our jobs. And it's just, where that may not have been a consideration before, it's an undeniable consideration now. And there is certainly an expectation, like I mentioned before, to be in person and to show up. But the common sense, you know, theme that we're trying to hit here, I think will resonate regardless wherever you are in Albany County. You know, and members, they've never complained, and we're never, you know, because that is the job. You run for the job, that's the expectation. But it's just a common sense question to be in the car for an hour and a half or more to come in and vote on one item and leave. And I think it's a common sense question. And if, you know, that individual disagrees with that approach, you know, they should make their voice heard, you know, in the voting booth and make it heard otherwise. You know, that individual, for the most part, as you can see, large majority, you know, overwhelming majority of our members, you are in favor of it. And my expectation as chairman is that, you know, these individuals are talking to their constituents are giving them feedback, and they're not making these decisions on their own. Like, they are making these decisions like they would any other decision they make in the legislature. They do so, you know, with input from their constituents. And that's my expectation, is that, you know, the people of Albany County are making their voices heard on this issue, and the legislators are you know, talking about that as well and using that to inform their decision, you know, on this subject.
What response have you gotten from the state lawmakers who would have to implement changes to the open meetings law that you're seeking?
We've had positive feedback from Assembly members Pat Fahey and John McDonald. They referenced legislation that's already in the works. I believe there's some work that needs to be done, you know, on that existing legislation in the state legislature. You know, as you can see, they ran up against this question and this issue on their own. I think most folks have gotten to the habit over a year now. We've been remote. It's been so simple to do these meetings remote, these hearings remote. And, you know, some folks do, they come in and drive, but it just has simplified the process. And I think it's shown, you know, we can change the way we do things and still be accountable to the people that we represent and the people that sent us here But we can just do it differently.
Andrew Joyce is the chairman of the Albany County Legislature, a Democrat. Thank you so much for taking some time to explain it to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.